And we are visiting on the phone right now with Rick Novitzky, who is the manager of Grand Portage State Park, just a little northeast of us here. Rick, thanks so much for joining us on the Roadhouse.
Thanks, Bob.
Nice to have you here. Okay, tomorrow, Saturday, is National Get Outdoors Day. Says who?
Well, somebody at the national level, no doubt.
Apparently.
Apparently. It's actually a day that Minnesota State Parks has decided to have their open house every year.
Oh, so this is not, and I probably could have researched this or asked Ann about it, this is not a new thing for this year?
No, it's not.
Okay,
no.
But it's a new thing
for Grand Portage State Park because this park was basically reinvented over the past couple of years. We have a new visitor center here, as some of your listeners may know.
Uh-huh. And, okay, so it's open house tomorrow at all state parks here in Minnesota.
That's correct.
And basically, what does that mean? Free admission?
It means free admission at all of the, I'm going to misquote the number here. Every state park and recreation area has free admission on open house day.
And do they do other activities within the parks? For instance, up at Grand Portage, will you be doing something other than being open and being free?
Well, we have so much going on. It's so exciting this year in particular because we do have the new visitor center. But not only that, we have a new naturalist program that was partly funded by the Legacy Amendment and partly funded by the Tribal Council. And Anna Deschamp, our naturalist, will have some programs going. But first I wanted to mention that, it's free at all state parks tomorrow, but at Grand Portage State Park, it's free admission every day.
Oh, great.
Because when we built this new facility, we partnered with Department of Transportation and became a rest area also. So when you're a highway rest area, you cannot charge people to park. So at Grand Portage State Park, you can save the $7 daily fee every day.
Every day. So it's open house at Grand Portage every day.
Open house at Grand Portage every day.
Now, you mentioned earlier that Grand Portage, the park there, has kind of been I think you used the word reinvented. Talk a little bit about that, Rick, and what kind of facilities you have there as a state park.
Well, it's probably more than we have time for, but I'll try to hit some of the high points, Bob. We basically went from having a visitor center presence that was an old double wide to a new $4.5 million combination state park visitor center, highway rest area, and travel information center. The old travel information center 4 miles west of us was closed and incorporated into the state park operation. And we have new trails. We have more than anything, we have an exhibit hall that is about half filled right now with some very exciting exhibits that honor the Ojibwe culture.
And now, you mentioned some of the trails. Do you have camping there?
No, we do not. This is a day-use park. We have the main trail that we have is quite unlike most state park trails. It's pretty level, pretty easy. It's great for families, great for grandparents. And it goes to, of course, Minnesota's highest waterfall. That's the most obvious natural feature here.
Sure.
And the trail is paved.
Is that right?
It's paved or a boardwalk all the way. And it's pretty close to ADA standard. Most folks have no problem going the mile round trip to the falls.
I was just going to ask you how far it is. Now, how many acres does the park sit on?
The park is very close to 300 acres. It's a rather small unit, but it's unique in that it's the only state park in the system here in Minnesota that not on land that's owned by the state. This,
uh-huh.
this is part of the Grand Portage Indian Reservation. It's tribal land here, and through an agreement, cooperative working relationship with the Grand Portage Band, people can enjoy this wonderful natural and cultural attraction.
Now, obviously, and as you mentioned, over the last couple of years, the park has changed dramatically, both physically and conceptually. How long has Grand Portage been a state park?
In 1989, it was legislated, and I believe 94 it opened to the public with the beginning of the trail system that we see now.
Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned it goes to the, for those folks that don't know, the path goes to the highest falls in Minnesota, that would be, of course,
High Falls, right.
High Falls, yeah.
I love the way things are named up here.
Yes, right.
It's just
tell it what it is.
To the point.
Absolutely. What is it? It's the High. Well, then it's the High Falls on the Pigeon River. Now, you mentioned that there'll be some naturalist programs going on. Anna Deschamp, and I believe you said is your naturalist. Can you tell us, will those be happening tomorrow and at what time?
Well, tomorrow is actually the kickoff for Anna's programs and naturalist programs in the park as a whole. Since this is the first time we've had a naturalist in the park in the past 10 years, so she'll have some things that are scheduled, and there'll be one or two things that are ongoing and unscheduled.
Okay. Okay.
So at 11 o'clock, the first program starts, and it's at the Gathering Shelter. We have a new picnic shelter here, which we call the Gathering Shelter, and it's becoming a junior naturalist.
Ah.
And then at noon, also for kids, there'll be some kids' games on the lawn in front of the new building. At 1 o'clock, there'll be a program that focuses on outdoor safety and survival. That will be indoors. And then at 2:30, there will be a guided walk on the High Falls Trail that starts at the observation platform.
Great. Now, I'm assuming, first of all, plenty of activities to take advantage of for National Get Outdoors Day. And I assume on the guided walks and so forth that there's plenty of information given as far as not just the natural environment there, but also the history of the area and the Ojibwe culture and so forth.
Yes, the park is all about celebrating that history of the Grand Portage Ojibwe.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about honoring the culture. It's about, you know, really trying to bring people together and help understand that, you know, there are different cultures that
sure.
have been here longer than most of us.
A lot longer than almost all of us.
Yeah.
You also answered, I want to remind our listeners, we're visiting with Rick Novitsky, manager of the Grand Portage State Park up in Grand Portage. And you all, I had a question, too. I know that it's a day-use park, so I was going to ask if there are folks want to bring a picnic lunch and have their picnic their lunch up there, but you did mention you have a new, I think you called it Gathering Center?
Gathering Shelter, yeah.
Gathering Shelter, excuse me. And that they can have their picnic lunch there.
Yes, there are some tables out in the open if it's a warm day, which, as most people know, we haven't had an overabundance of this year. But hopefully we'll change that for our first open house at the new building tomorrow.
Well, I think that, I don't know if, you know, warm's a relative term, Rick. So for up here, I think tomorrow's supposed to be reasonably warm.
And it's always warm inside at the new visitor center. We've got the exhibits, which, as I said before, they're half finished. But the half that's here is very, very informative and very beautiful. First, you walk into a circular lobby where there's just the most beautiful tile turtle inlay.
Mm.
It's 18 feet in diameter, And I think there's 9 different colored tiles that make up the turtle, and there's 7 panels that surround the turtle that describe different stories, the part of the creation story, the different clans that are part of the culture here, the different moons of the year, and just all kinds of, you know, very, very interesting.
Great.
And educational, cultural information.
What's the timetable, Rick, then, for the completion of the exhibits? Do you know? Or is there one?
Middle of July.
Oh, great. Great. So coming right up.
Yep.
Coming right up. Well, and as with any Minnesota state park, plenty of activities. And we were talking about the weather, ways to keep warm, even if it is a little cooler, being outside and hiking and so forth. So hopefully, and I think it does promise to be a great day for the first open house for the new Grand Portage State Park. We've been visiting with Rick Novitsky, the manager there. And Rick, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us on a Friday evening on the Roadhouse. And best of luck with the open house tomorrow.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you, Bob.
Hope to see you there.